Recording started. All participant lines have been muted. Press #6 to unmute your line.
Good morning and welcome to our Sunday Soul Connection, the first one for February. As always, we like to begin by setting our intention of our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be. As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy schedule of the 1,440-odd that is promised to you for this day. To just take this moment to let's come together across the airwaves and deepen down in consciousness. To look beyond the appearances of this world and connect with the source of our being and connect with each other. You see, when we understand that we are more than just physical beings, we are spiritual beings, and that spirit is not contained within just a physical form, it is both immanent and transcendent, within and without. Then we know and understand, as the psalmist said, that we live, move, and have our being in that divine omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence, that is God Almighty, who we call the Divine Beloved. So we know that there is no sense of separation in time or space, because always we are in and of spirit. So my theme today is about judgment. I so love the quote that I shared with you for yesterday's notification from Earl Nightingale, who said, when you judge others, you do not define them, you define yourself. Because when we are judging others, and there's always this lovely saying that makes me remember when I'm doing it myself. But when we're kind of pointing the finger and judging someone, there's four fingers pointing back at us, really is an indication that whatever we are projecting onto that person that we're judging or that thing that we are judging, it's something within us that we are also judging, which means there's something within us that also needs a healing. So my sacred text comes from John 7:22-24, who Jesus is speaking to the people in the temple. And he says, Moses gave you circumcision. Not that it's from Moses, but from the fathers. And you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If on the Sabbath a man receives circumcision, so that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me? Because on the Sabbath, I made a man's whole body well? Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment. You see, our master teacher there is pointing out to the people, yes, Moses told you that you had to do the circumcision, but it was men who decided that it needed to be done on the Sabbath, and it was men that decided that It's wrong if you do anything else on the Sabbath. But yes, it's okay to do the circumcision. So you can take that as being all right and making that an okay situation. And that's just one part of a person's body. But here I'm taking this person, this whole person, and making them well. And yet you are judging me wrongly for it. You are judging me harshly. So if you're going to judge, do so righteously. Do it with good judgment. And it made me think, what is good judgment? What does that look like? Because most people, when you think about the word judgment, there's nothing that you can consider in it that is positive. Because when you're judging someone, there's usually an attachment of some emotion of blame or shame or guilt or some other emotion, which when you look at it deeply, it's a negative thing. But if you were to judge righteously, now that's a different thing. That is to discern. And when you are discerning, there is no emotion in that. So for instance, you could be driving down the road and you see the traffic and you think, you know what, I'm just going to take a shortcut through this way. Now, that's a discernment. There's no judging that the longer route would have been worse or bad or anything else. It's simply, it doesn't serve you. The shortcut does. That's discernment. No attachment with emotion. It's simply an acknowledging of something that's better for you. The judgment comes with the criticism, the condemnation, and all the other stuff that we like to attach to it. You see, Jesus is admonishing us to look beyond what we are initially coming from with the ego. Because the ego is always coming from a place which is wanting to think it's superior and it knows better, and so it's condemning or it's criticizing or it's comparing. And when we're judging, we're setting ourselves up to make us feel superior and someone else feel inferior, or someone else be the lesser, and we are the more knowing and knowledgeable one. And when we keep judging, if we don't recognize it, we can start to lose friends. Because in our eagerness to cast judgments on peoples and things, there are those people that will not be able to hang around in that vibration, and you will lose them. Also, when you judge others, you're not learning anything. If you are open to seeing how other people show up and how they behave and how they act and react, there's always an opportunity to learn and to grow. But if you come with them from a judgment and a critical eye, there's no learning. And when you judge others, you're not only damaging your health, but you're damaging your happiness too. There has been research done at the University of Nebraska, which says that, and they've done the research, so it's scientific and it's proven now, that the belief in negative perceptions of others can boost narcissism and antisocial behavior. The professor goes on to say that the simple tendency to see people negatively indicates a greater likelihood of depression and various personality disorders. When you keep judging, you're less likely to be open to new experiences, to understanding and seeing and realizing the possibility that might be in this situation. You see, when Jesus talks about to use right judgment, it also speaks to look beyond what you think you know and see the Spirit of God in and through either that person, that condition, that situation. Because when you can do that, you see good is there. You see, we are so one to judge by appearances. Always we are wanting to judge by appearances. And our teacher continuously keeps reminding us that when we come from that egoic judgment, we not only separating ourselves from our source, from the divine from which we can discern with wisdom, we are limiting ourselves. You see, when we are in that space of judgment, We are in our egoic nature. And when we are in our egoic nature, and remember the egoic nature is not a bad thing. It simply operates from a level of fear. Because it was from our egoic nature in our prehistoric times that either had us running from the enemy or the animal or whatever, gave us the fear of fight or flight. And so it's still operating within us now. It's still very much alive and kicking in our consciousness. And I'm sure if I invite you to check back when you are in judgment mode, where is that coming from? It certainly isn't coming from a place of love, but more likely coming from a place of fear. So, the loves, when we are in judgment mode, it's time to just pause, recognize, be conscious. So often we are not conscious of what's going on and within and with around us. We're just responding and reacting, but be conscious. When you're about to criticize someone, when you're about to make a condemnation about something, when you're about to judge someone, and if you're not sure that you are judging, see if there's an emotional charge in it. And if there is, then you can be certain you are judging. You see, people are so used to judging now, they don't even recognize that's what they're doing. And it could be you're walking down the street and you're laughing at someone or the way they dress or the way they look or the way they're behaving. That's a judgment. Because that's you thinking that you're better than them or you're superior to them. That's where the judgment is coming from. And I think now with the spread of social media, you can see so much judgment that's happening in the comments that people write and post. I don't engage in the comments. I like to post things and people can make whatever they want to make of them. So the poem that I found for you today, I think the author who is unknown is speaking to that. Because they write, please don't think I judge you. It's just not who I am. Please don't judge me either, just because you can. I do not think we're different, although that's how it seems, from looking at our stories and reading our blog memes. We have so much in common with hopes and dreams and fears that what at first looks different is not what it appears. Who am I to judge you for what you say and do? I only see your written word. I truly don't know you. So when you read what I write and agree or disagree, respond to what I've written down and do not judge me. I think she succinctly has stated what has sometimes been overlooked. That when people are responding, they are not objective. They are very subjective in their criticisms and comments. And we have created a culture, whether it's on social media or reality TV, when people sit and watch and they're judging Big Brother or Strictly or something. We all do it. I'm not excluding myself. But it was in a realization as I was sitting in prayer. And as you do sometimes, you may be praying, but suddenly another thought pops in your head. And then instead of halting, you go into that thought. And as I was going into that thought, then it came to me. If you're going to judge, judge righteously. And I knew that this was the message for this Sunday soul. But if we are going to judge, do it with right judgment. Do it with discernment. Do it where we are not attacking, condemning, criticizing. So my story this morning is very short and very sweet. And it says, a few years ago, a 24-year-old boy, seeing out from the train windows, shouted, "Dad, look at the trees going behind us." As his dad smiled, The young couple sitting nearby looked at the 24-year-old's childish behavior with pity. When suddenly he again exclaimed, "Dad, look at the clouds that are running with us." The couple couldn't resist and said to the old man, "Why don't you take your son to see a good doctor?" The old man smiled and said, "I did, and we are just coming from the hospital. My son was blind from birth, and he just got his eyes today." You see, we are so quick to judge. We don't know the full story. We don't know all that has taken place. We don't know all that has been. But we sit with our sense of superiority that we know best. Elizabeth Haight says, "Still, it is a sad state of the world that people judged others, not by the best that they could be, but by the worst thought in their own hearts." And that's the thing when we're judging. We're not judging from a good space. We're not judging from the best that's within us. We're judging from the worst that's in us. So my science is mind reading. And I want to share, I've just come back off a cruise. It was the 90th anniversary of the magazine Science of Mind. For 19 years, this beautiful, wonderful, enlivening magazine has been in publication. And as I said to the editor, this magazine has been almost like my life buoy. It has seen me through the deserts when I had no space or place to call a place of worship. It has seen me through the times when there was no church to which I could align myself with or attend. And to this day, 30 plus years on, I'm still subscribing and loving it. So this is entitled Living a Spiritual Life. The first quote comes from Keys to Wisdom, and it says, "We are one in God, and God is one in us." The second quote comes from The Science of Mind, page 503, and it says, "God is greater than all human mistakes, and in God alone is there peace and happiness." The author writes, "So often we students of spirituality long to live what we consider spiritual life. Well, the truth is, we already are. If our belief in unity with God is a great truth, we are already irrevocably connected to the universal presence and do not have to worry about becoming so. What may be confusing about our spirituality is that we are also immersed in a human experience, as Pierre Teilhard de Chardin wrote, and some of the things we experience in our humanity may not look very spiritual. Perhaps our search should be about how well our spiritual inheritance translates into our human lives. We could ask, am I emulating deep spiritual qualities in my everyday life? Am I kind, loving, creative, compassionate, and willing to learn? On the other hand, am I hateful, mean-spirited, judgmental, gossipy, critical, and close-minded?" The ways in which we answer these questions will give us clues into how well we are using our infinite power. The good thing is that these personal uses of our divinity are not etched in stone. We can self-correct at any time, and in fact, enlightened self-correction is our great tool. We can change our minds. We can be open to inspiration and guidance. We can modify behaviors. We can live lives that are more reflective of our natural spirituality, and we can bring more of our light into the world than ever before. I am mindful that when we are judging, we are disconnecting from our spiritual nature. Also, when we are judging, we are judging the spirit of God that is expressing in and through as that person. I remember seeing an interview with Prince by Mel B, and I was so struck with what he shared. I was screaming and shouting at the television. And he was asked the question, what did he think of other people's music, the new music of the day and different artists that were there? And he answered and said, who am I to criticize someone else's expression of music? That is their God-given ability to express God in them as them. And how or why should I be criticizing that? I erupted with glee and joy and was jumping up and down because that was such a fabulous answer. Who was he to judge anybody? Because he recognized that whatever this person was doing or however they played their music, that was the God expressing in and through and as them. And that's the thing, when we are judging, we are forgetting that. Yes, people's behaviors may leave us shocked. And yes, people's behaviors may not be as we would behave. But let's be able to discern that they are expressing in a way that perhaps they are coming from fear. We do not need to. We can embrace our spirituality and come from a place of love and discern that is God in them expressing as them. John Sanford says, if we judge others, it's because we are judging something in ourselves of which we are unaware. So let's take a moment and go within. Let's block out the distractions of the senses and all that's going on around us, and deepen down in connecting with the source of our being. So I invite you to drop down into your heart space, and if you haven't already, close your eyes. And bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out. In, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper. love. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in judgment. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out discernment. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in judgment. Thank you. always whatever it is we envision in our mind's eye, we add the feeling component to it. So whatever it is that we are imaging, what does that feel like as we experience it? For each one of us, it is different. So take a moment and take just one thing that you will be intentional about in this coming week, whether it's in your relationships, in your professional employment, a way of showing up. Just see in your mind's eye how you wish to be and what does that feel like. Take a deep breath in and bring your attention now into our circle of prayer. Always you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. For we know that there is nowhere where God is not. God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, that which is was yet to come. And so, Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, as we consciously bring our attention into your presence at this time, acknowledging our ability to judge ourselves, to judge others, to judge our experiences, and perhaps to judge them not using right judgment. We ask that we surrender the need to be able to move beyond judging, to discern, to be beyond criticizing or condemning, and to see your spirit, your presence within the person, the situation, the condition. For when we can see your presence in and through and as all things, then we will come from a place of love and not from a place of fear and judgment. We see all too often people judging each other because of the color of their skin, their race, their sexual identity, and all the myriad of things that humans find to judge one another. Let us look beyond appearances to use good judgment, right judgment, discernment, as our teacher admonishes. We hold in our hearts all those that have transitioned, knowing that to be absent in the body is to be before you and one with you in your eternal life. Where we remember those that are left behind that are mourning the loss of their loved ones. May their hearts and strength be, may their hearts be strengthened and comforted in the awareness that love is eternal and can never end or die. For those that are in need of healing, you know the individual wants and needs of all those here gathered and those that will listen later. There's the healing of their minds, the healing of their bodies, the healing of their bank accounts or their relationship. You are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. And so I release that need to you, knowing that it is done. For our beautiful world and all its creatures, for all the sentient beings within, may we honor it. May we honor the earth and respect its land, its seas, its airs, its waters. brought its waters, and all those that dwelt within, the hoof, the wind, the fin, the two-legged, the four-legged, and everything else. May we see beyond the borders and boundaries that we as man have in place, to see that we are one kind, we are humankind. We are all an expression of your life force. O divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, for all your infinite blessings, your endless mercy, your eternal blessings, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Excuse me. And so let us do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands up and reach them towards the sky and say, I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands at your wrists, your palms down over your heart, and say, I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands together as if in prayer or the namaste position in front of your lips and say, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards, and say, I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists, and say, I release and let go, and so it is. Take another deep breath in as we do our morning's affirmations, and I unmute the phones.
All participant lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Our first affirmation is from the Science of Mind. If you repeat after me, I am the place where God,
I am the place where God,
stands forth in the world,
stands forth in the world,
as myself,
as myself. Myself.
I willingly bring my divine.
I willingly bring my divine
good into life.
Good into life.
As I reveal God.
As I reveal God.
More clearly and lovingly than ever.
More clearly and lovingly ever.
Our Buddhist meditations now. I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace.
Contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me,
If anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly, thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them.
In thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them.
And I ask forgiveness if I have hurt or harmed anyone.
And I ask forgiveness if I have hurt or harmed anyone.
Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
May I be happy. May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Now a prayer of protection, the light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
And so it is. Honorable Zach says, the more one judges, the less one loves. My beloved, the invitation is to judge less, to serve more. We are in the season of non-violence from the end of January to the beginning of April. Daily reflections, you can find them on the website. This coming week, it's creativity, humility, reverence, gratitude, integrity, freedom, and acceptance. The song that I'm about to close with, I want to share the words with you first, before I give you the benediction. It's a very short song from Bob Marley, from back, I think it's either 1960 or 62. The lyrics say, "Don't you look at me so smug and say I'm going bad. Who are you to judge me and the life that I live? I know that I'm not perfect and that I don't claim to be. So before you point your fingers, be sure your hands are clean. Judge not before you judge yourself. Judge not." So our benediction today comes from Harriet Beecher Stowe. Let us all resolve first to attain the grace of silence. Second, to deem all fault-finding that does no good a sin. Third, to practice the grace and virtue of praise. So my beloveds, as we come to the end of our Sunday Souls connection, I wish you a very blessed and beautiful week. And our closing song is Bob Marley, "Judge Not."
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Judge not.
Marley and the Wailers, judge not. Wish you a very blessed and beautiful week, and I look forward to joining you all again on Thursday for our 10-minute midweek prayer top-up. God bless.
Thank you.